أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. ربي وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بحق محمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. With Islamic laws for Sayyid Ali Sistani, we reach to issue number 398. Yes, exactly. And that's on page 92 according to the copy that I have. So, still with today we're talking with the kinds of blood seen by women. What are the blood that, what are the types of the blood that women can see? Here we have istihada, which we call it menstrual irregular discharge, one type of blood which is seen by women. Definitely women can see different kinds of blood, and one type of blood which is seen by women is called istihada, and a woman in that state is called mustahab. So what are the rules, what are the hukum of the women in these cases? Issue number 398 now is going to identify istihada. Istihada is usually yellowish and cold and is emitted without gush, or irritation, and is also not thick. It is, however, possible, these are the attributes of the blood. It is, however, possible that at times the color of the blood may be red or dark, and it may also be warm and thick, and may be issued with gush and irritation. You know, these are the attributes of the blood that women can see. Issue number 399. There are three kinds of istihada. This slight, or we call it qalila, medium, mutawassita, and excessive, which is kathira. Excipientation is given below. Now these are the three types of istihada. It depends on the blood that women can see. Number one, little blood. If the blood remains on the surface of the wool or pad, etc., placed by a woman on her private part, but does not penetrate into it, the istihada is called qalil. In this situation, the istihada, we call it qalila. Why? Because the blood is not what is not penetrate into it. Two, medium blood. If the blood penetrates into the cotton or pad, etc., even partially, but does not soak the clothes tied on the outer side, the istihada is called mutawassita. This is number two. Number three, excessive blood. If the blood penetrates through the cotton, soaking it in the cloth around it, the istihada is called kathira. So why we mention these three types of istihada? Because each one of these types of istihada has its own hukum. We will see in the coming issues. Issue number 400, rules of istihada. In the case of little istihada, the women should perform separate wudu for every prayer and should. This is what we call it, according to little istihada. Women should perform separate wudu for every prayer and should, as a recommended precaution, wash or change the pad. Okay? And if some blood is found on the outer part of her private parts, should wash or should make it back with water. It means should wash it. Okay? Issue number 401. In the case of mutawassita, it is an obligatory precaution for a woman to make one ghusl every day for her daily prayers, and she should act accordingly to the rules of little istihada, as explained in the foregoing rule. If the state of istihada began before or just at the time of Fajr prayers, she should do ghusl before offering Fajr prayers. It must be. If she does not do ghusl intentionally or forgetfully, she should do ghusl before Dhuhr and Asr prayers. Okay? And if she misses even that, she didn't do ghusl, then she should do ghusl before praying Maghrib and Isha. This she would do regardless of whether a bleeding continues or stops. Issue number 402. In the case of excessive bleeding, kathira, the woman should change, as an obligatory precaution, the cotton or a pad tied to her private parts, or make it pack with water, means to wash it. It is also necessary that she should do one ghusl for Fajr prayers, one for Dhuhr and Asr prayers, if she prayed Asr and Dhuhr together, yes, and once again for Maghrib and Isha prayers. Definitely, if she separates between Dhuhr and Asr, or separates between Maghrib and Isha prayers, she should do what? She should do ghusl for each prayer. But if she prays together, now this is not with the period, this is with istihada. This is not the period. I'm not talking about the hayd. I'm talking about istihada. Istihada is something different. It is a blood, but it is not like the attributes of hayd. We'll talk about period later on. Now we're talking about istihada, if you see the title. For Maghrib and Isha prayers, she should offer Asr prayers immediately after Dhuhr prayers, and if she allowed any lapse of time between them, she should do ghusl again for Asr prayers. Similarly, if she keeps any time gap between Maghrib and Isha prayers, she should do ghusl again for Isha prayers. All these rules apply when bleeding is so excessive that it continues soiling the pad, etc. If it takes longer to soil the cotton or pad, and a woman has enough time to pray one or more salah between them, as per a precaution, per obligatory precaution, she would change the pad or wash it. To make, pack, and then do ghusl. Only when the clothes is what? Only when the clothes covering the pad or cotton is fully soaked. Okay, for example, if a woman praying Salat of Dhuhr, okay, finds out that the cloth is fully soaked again before the prayers of Asr, she would do ghusl for Asr prayers. And if she finds that the flow of blood is slow enough to allow two or more prayers to be offered before the cotton or cloth is totally soiled with the blood, there will be no need for ghusl before the ensuing prayers. For example, if she finds that there is enough time to offer even Maghrib and Isha prayers before the cloth is fully soaked, she would pray Maghrib and Isha without ghusl. In every case, the ghusl in excessive istihada does not require wudu after it. I hope it is clear. Issue number 403. If istihada, a blood is seen before the time for prayers has set in, and the woman has not performed wudu or ghusl for that bleeding, she should perform wudu or ghusl at the time of prayers, even though she may not be mustahava at that time. Issue number 404. A woman whose istihava is medium, not qalila, not kathira, mutawassit, should first do ghusl and then wudu. So we need from medium only one ghusl and wudu for each prayer as per obligatory precaution. But if a woman with excessive istihada wishes to do wudu, she do so before the ghusl. So with the excessive istihada, she first of all make wudu and then do ghusl. Issue number 405. When a woman who had little istihada finds out after Fajr prayers that her istihada has developed into medium one, from little to medium istihada, she will have to do ghusl, because with the medium one, we ask her to do one ghusl in whole day and perform wudu for each prayer. With kathira istihada, we need from her to do ghusl, to do wudu and ghusl for each prayers. While the little istihada, we need only wudu for each prayer. Okay, now she will have to do ghusl for dhuhr and asr prayers. And if that change occurs after dhuhr, asr prayers, then she will do a ghusl for maghrib and isha prayers. So the woman should check out her situation and see the blood before the prayers, and to check which kind of istihada is it, and to work according to the rules of that istihada. Issue number 406. If a woman finds out after Fajr prayers that her little or medium istihada had developed into an excessive one and remained in that state, then she should follow the directives given in rule number 402. In respect of Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, and Isha prayers. Okay. Issue number 407. As is explained in rule 402, a woman in excessive istihada must ensure that there is no time gap between ghusl and the prayers. Immediately when she do ghusl, she must pray. Therefore, if such a gap occurs between of doing ghusl earlier, then that ghusl will be void and the woman will have to do ghusl again. This rule applies to those also who are in medium istihada. Issue number 408. Apart from the rules pertaining to the daily prayers, which have been explained earlier, a woman in little and medium istihada must do wudu for all other prayers, okay, wajib or mustahab. But if she desires to repeat as a precautionary measure the daily prayers which she has already offered, or if she wishes to offer once again with congregation the prayers which she had offered individually, she should perform all the acts which have been mentioned with regard to istihada. In the case of salat of ihtiyat, forgotten sajdas, forgotten tashahud, which are performed immediately after the prayers, it is not necessary for her to follow the rules of what? Of istihada. Will apply? Yes. The rules of istihada. Similarly, no rules of istihada will apply for performing sajdatay as-sahu at any time. At any time. Issue number 409. After the bleeding of a mustahada woman has stopped, she should follow the rules of istihada only for the first subsequent prayers which she may offer. For further prayers which follow, the rules of istihada would not be necessary because she is finished istihada. The bleeding of blood is stopped, so she doesn't need to perform the istihada rules. Issue number 410. If a woman does not know what kind of istihada she has, she should insert into herself some cotton and wait a while to ascertain. She should put a piece of cotton in the private part where the blood is coming out, and to wait a while to ascertain. And when she knows which kind of istihada it is, she would follow the rules prescribed. You know, this is obligatory. You see, she should. This is a kind of fatwa word. She should. Okay? So it is obligatory. It is not optional. And if she is sure that, yes, if she doesn't do that, all her acts will be void. Because maybe she act according to a little istihada while she has, in a real situation, she is medium or kathira istihada. And you know, each one of istihada has its own rule, and she followed the wrong rules, so her act will be void. You see, and if she is sure that type of istihadha will not change by the time she stands for her prayers, she may carry out the test before the time for prayers sets in. You see, she may carry out the test, should be a test, she should test herself. You see, she should test herself. Yes. Issue number 411. If a mustahada woman starts her prayers without making any investigation, you see, look, here the question. If a mustahada woman starts her prayers, okay, without making any investigation, without making any test, but her intention is to obey the orders of Allah and act according to her duty, then her prayers are valid. Then her prayers are valid. For example, if her istihadha was little and she acted according to its rules, okay, her prayers will be correct and valid. Why? Because she, in reality, she did what Allah asked her to do. But if she did not have the intention of obeying Allah or following the rules, her prayers would be invalid. For example, she followed the rules of little istihadha, while in actual fact, she was in the medium one, her prayers would be invalid. It's a big problem. So she had to check out. Issue number 412. If a mustahada woman cannot discern about her istihadha, she should act according to the minimum certitude. For example, if she does not know whether her istihadha is little or medium, she should follow the rules which are prescribed for little istihadha. And if she does not know whether her istihadha is medium or excessive, she should perform the rules prescribed for the medium istihadha. But if she knows which of the three kinds of istihadha she has had previously, then she should act according to the rules for that kind of istihadha. If she knows, she must act according to the rules of that istihadha. Okay. Issue number 413. If at the time of its initial appearance, the blood of istihadha remains within the interior of the body and does not come out, it does not nullify the wudu and ghusl already performed by the woman. And if it comes out, it nullifies the wudu and ghusl, even if its quantity be very small. Issue number 414. If a mustahada woman examines herself, okay, if a mustahada woman examines herself after salah and finds no blood, she can say other prayers with the same wudu, even if she knows that the blood would reappear. She can say her prayers becoming prayers with the same wudu. Issue number 415. If a mustahaba woman knows that since the time she has engaged herself with wudu or ghusl, blood has not come out of her body, she can defer offering prayers for as long as she knows she will remain in that pure state. If she doesn't do something which invalid her wudu. Okay. Issue number 416. If a mustahaba woman knows that before the time for prayers comes to an end, she will become totally packed, or if she knows that at certain time bleeding would stop for the time required for offering prayers, she should wait and offer prayers when she is packed. When she is packed. Okay, now issue number 417, that will stop right here. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.